From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, August 4th. Coming up, we'll learn more about a new group led by formerly incarcerated people to end what it calls permanent punishments for people who've been convicted of felonies. That conversation in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The U.S. has seen a substantial increase in gun violence over the course of the coronavirus pandemic, and Illinois is no exception. In 2021 so far, injuries from shootings in Illinois have already surpassed all of 2019 and have nearly caught the number of gun deaths from that year. That's according to the nonprofit Gun Violence Archive, which tracks shooting injuries, deaths, and other statistics nationwide. But Illinois State Police Director Brendan Kelly says he's hopeful a new Illinois law will help slow illegal gun transfers, as universal background checks will be required for all private gun sales.
Public safety, and particularly when you're talking about gun violence, is often a game of inches. And it's every little inch that matters, every little measure that you can take that will reduce the chances that someone will have access to a firearm that shouldn't.
Kelly says the law could also help track how a gun got into the wrong hands, as an expansion of background checks will yield a more complete picture of who last owned the gun legally. Local health officials are encouraging people who'd previously decided against getting the coronavirus vaccine to reconsider. Julie Pride is administrator with the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. She says it's not too late to get the shot, and the county is trying to make it as convenient as possible.
Just because you haven't vaccinated yet, it's certainly not too late. You know, some people wanted to wait around and see how their friends or others did with the vaccination. And so now's the time, you know, now's the time to go ahead and take advantage of all this free vaccination availability that we have in our county.
Pride says anyone can walk into the public health building on Kenyon Road in Champaign Monday through Friday to get the vaccine. There are also other options available. The vaccines have been shown to prevent severe illness, hospitalization, and death. It also helps reduce the spread of the virus in communities, which is all the more urgent as the more contagious Delta variant is spreading. Bald eagle populations continue to rebound in Illinois and across the country. The country's national emblem was declared an endangered species in 1967 and was hurt by DDT and other pesticides. But University of Illinois wildlife ecology professor Michael Ward says bald eagle populations in the state have been growing over the last few decades, and not only because pesticides like DDT are now illegal.
The eagles themselves are changing, right? So they're definitely more tolerant of people. They eat a broader assortment for their diet than just fish. Now they eat carrion. Sometimes you see them out in the field eating maybe a dead deer or something like that. And so they've got used to us, and we're doing a better job taking care of them.
Ward says there are now bald eagle nests in all 102 Illinois counties, and the state has the highest wintering population of the birds in the lower 48 states. He made his comments on the 21st show. Schools throughout the state of Illinois could require masks for students indoors regardless of vaccination status. WCIA-TV reports that Governor J.B. Pritzker will announce new coronavirus protocols today, which may include a statewide mask mandate for schools. Such a requirement would match new recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Schools across the state have been debating whether to require masks for students and staff or to make them optional. Both the Champaign Unit 4 and Urbana 116 school districts are already requiring masks this fall. The governor's office has scheduled a COVID-19 update for 2:30 p.m. today. Still to come, we'll learn more about the problems formerly incarcerated people face when they're released from prison. A conversation with Illinois Newsroom student journalist Vivian Law is next on 217 Today.
Healthcare has never been more important as the coronavirus pandemic continues to touch every aspect of our lives. I'm Christine Herman, health reporter for Illinois Newsroom, working to make sense of what's going on with rich storytelling and helpful analysis for listeners across the state. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. A new group led by formerly incarcerated people in Illinois has launched a campaign to end what it calls permanent punishments for people who've been convicted of felonies. Student journalist Vivian Law reported on Fully Free for Illinois Newsroom. Jim Meadows asked her what members of the Fully Free campaign told her about the problems they face after being released from prison.
So, for example, trying to find housing after you've gone out of prison without a support system can feel impossible. Marlon Chamberlain, who is the campaign manager for Fully Free, he says that even if someone isn't denied a housing application because of the felony conviction, due to the numerous laws that require background checks, they could be denied because of things like a low credit score, which is hard to maintain when you've been in prison. So there's restrictions that are written into laws like these kinds of housing laws and those that require background checks. There's also stigmas and stereotypes from the communities that they go back to that formerly incarcerated people face, and the fear that these people might have about going back to prison. So for example, this fear could prevent people from reporting like someone rear-ending them because they could risk having the accident blamed on them due to their past conviction. And another smaller example is Chamberlain was unable to chaperone his son's field trip because of his prison record that's over 25 years old. So it ranges from those that are written into law, but then there's also those that are more subtle but still have this impact on people.
Well, what does Fully Free want to change when it comes to these legal restrictions and the stigmas that you mentioned?
Yeah, it's about dismantling these laws that restrict people, like these background checks, and that Fully Free wants to eliminate. But they're also trying to work with politicians to take away these restrictions and give support and resources to those that are formerly incarcerated. Illinois gives newly released prisoners $100 after release, which is not enough to restart a life, get everything back on track, as I've learned. And taking away some of these legal restrictions can help people find opportunities to get their life back together. Another component is education and informing the community about the different problems that these people face, which is what some of the local groups that are partnering with the campaign throughout the state are trying to do.
Now, for your reporting, you spoke with people from those local organizations who are working with the Fully Free campaign. I believe they included a TASC, a treatment alternative for local communities based in the Bloomington Normal area, and First Followers based in Champaign-Urbana. What did people from those groups have to say about why the current policies are unfair?
Yeah, so James Kilgore, who is co-director of First Followers, he says that after you serve your sentence, you should be done. You should be fully free. And Toy Beasley with TASC, he says people deserve the same rights as everyone else after serving a sentence. TASC and First Followers are both reentry programs that provide support systems for those after release. They help individuals with things like applying for a job or even math tutoring to earn a job certificate at Parkland College, which First Followers has done. Kilgore says that a lot of what they do to help people that are formerly incarcerated isn't profound in the sense that it's math tutoring, like these small things that a lot of people normally shouldn't have to get help with, but these programs exist because of the restrictive laws that prevent people from seeking opportunities on their own in the first place.
Well, what challenges do you see as the Fully Free campaign facing in terms of achieving their goals in changing these policies and laws?
Chamberlain, the campaign manager, talked a lot about the Black Lives Matter movement and these kinds of nationwide protests that have been happening in the past year and how Fully Free wouldn't be here today without them, because Black and Brown communities are also disproportionately impacted by mass incarceration. And as a result, they're also impacted more by these laws that restrict those released because of systemic racism. But he said it's really about trying to continue all that momentum from these protests and conversations. But there's also challenges with political polarization. And what they're trying to do to address that is frame this as less of a political issue and more of a human rights issue. They're trying to engage with people that normally aren't part of the conversation. It doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican, as he said, because at the end of the day, it's a human rights issue that hurts communities on many different levels.
That's Illinois Newsroom student journalist Vivian Law talking with Jim Meadows about Fully Free, a campaign to end penalties for people convicted of felonies in Illinois that extend beyond their prison sentences. You can read Vivian's reporting on Fully Free at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have sunny skies and mild temperatures once again today with a high of 80 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Christine Herman, Jim Meadows, and Vivian Law. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.